Gotcha. It's Mike Wynn, and far more importantly, it's the real enjoyment of jazz. Let's start with a big band. It's the Billy Strayhorn compo, Smarda. Smarda, which is Adams backwards, by the way. It's Pete Long with the Echoes of Ellington Orchestra. Would be called a tribute band these days, but they are truly wonderful exponents of all things Ellingtonian. This was recorded live at Ronnie Scott's, April 96, and the CD is issued on the Ronnie Scott's jazz label and called Rocking in Ronnie's. I've only ever seen one big band live at Ronnie's, and I was in the front row, and I couldn't hear a thing for a couple of days after the gig. And this is a 19-piece band, Pete Long on clarinet, of course. Well, that's blown the cobwebs away. Let's contrast that with this next song. In my opinion, John Lennon's best ever composition.
Thank you.
Imagine, and that does have a wonderful melody. The John Lennon original was, I think, his best work. But sometimes it takes a jazz interpretation of a pop song to really show us just how good that song is. That was such an example. Classically trained Bill Cunliffe only came to jazz while studying classical composition at Duke University. He heard an Oscar Peterson LP. He switched from his classical course to the jazz program. This Feb 2001 recording was made at Bernie Grundman's studio in Hollywood. It's called Live at Bernie's. I'll put this CD to one side, as there's another track, Ireland, that features the trio. And if it's okay with you, I'll play that towards the end of the show. But first, a quick return for Clark Tracy.
Thank you.
Clark Tracy Quintet, the Feb 2014 Clark Tracy Quintet. This was an outstanding lineup of young musicians. I was so impressed that I saw them live 2 weeks running. That was Cedar Walton's Hoyos de Royo, Latin hard bop, I suppose we could call it. Chris Maddock, tenor, Henry Armberg Jennings, trumpet, Harry Bolt, piano, Daniel Casimir, bass, and of course, Clark Tracy on drums. And Clark is also to be congratulated on the way he hires and encourages young talent, when it's obviously far easier to fall back on his more experienced former cohorts. All four of these young musos have a long and successful career ahead of them. This album on Clark's own 10-10 label is called Meantime. Here's another Cedar Walton compo, played this time by the song's composer. Thank you. recorded live at Yosh's in Oakland, California, in April 89. The album is called Ironclad, subtitled Live at Yosh's. Cedar Walton piano and leader, David Williams bass and Billy Higgins drums. They were long-term associates who really enjoyed playing together. To quote Cedar Walton, "I haven't been to heaven, but I'd have to accept this as heaven on earth." Unquote. And he's referring to playing with this lineup. That was Cedar's own compo, Bremen's Blues. Here's a show tune from my fave Woody Herman album of all time. Stephen Sondheim's I Do Like You, from the musical A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, from Woody Herman's 64-65 recorded LP, My Kind of Broadway. They called his band here the Swinging Herd, and this entire reissued CD is full of gems from Broadway, and all are swinging like you haven't heard them before. Strongly recommended album, if you can find it. Sadly, I've had a very frustrating and expensive time in trying to replace my stylus after last week's hiatus. I broke it off completely in the end. I've tried to move record players from other parts of the house into the recording studio, but my overall incompetence has rendered that impossible. So, an all-CD show this week. But Bud Powell is here, so things are okay. of our very fave songs, Over the Rainbow, originally from an October 56 recorded Bud Powell LP called Strictly Powell. Bud piano, George Duvivier bass, Art Taylor drums. There are many jazz critics who claim that by the 50s, Powell's best days were well behind him due to his mental problems. Well, he sounded pretty good there in late 56. Next, a vocal called You Gotta Go Home.
Your vision isn't splendid, your vocabulary's weak. Your passport's been extended, but I've got some plans next week. You gotta go home. You gotta go home. You've overstayed your welcome and the thrill is really gone. You just gotta go. The English had their pudding, the Haitians had their coup. Parisians, they have style, so how did they get you? Go home. Gotta go home. It started at a picnic, now it's gonna rain. You just gotta go. Your mouth caught my attention, French lips remained to kill. Bottle hair in my ear, and a city that broke my will. Go home. You gotta go home. A sexy month or two, now I'm stuck with you. You just gotta go. French lips were made to kill. Water hair in my ear, and a city that broke my will. Go home. You gotta go home. A sexy month or two, now I'm stuck with you. You just gotta go. A poet's thing for drama, the charm of the insane. You've taken all my money, now just get on the plane. Go home. Gotta go home. You've got a special flair for broken love affairs. Just go. It's not that I don't care, but it's better over there. Just go. From the start, this wasn't wise. No longer now goodbyes. Just go. From heaven into hell. Good riddance and farewell, just go.
That's from a Blue Note album called Verse, recorded in Chicago, Feb 2002. The English have their pudding, the Haitians had their coup, the Parisians have their style, so how did they get you? It doesn't say if this failed relationship with this Frenchman is autobiographical, but she certainly had enough of him by this stage. Patricia Barber, piano and vocals, Dave Douglas, trumpet, Neil Alger, guitar, Michael Arnapol, bass, and Joey Barron, drums. Before I chose this song, I looked through my Patricia Barber collection to see if she'd ever recorded Fever. I can't find it. Think she'd make a fantastic job on that iconic song. It's Ellingtonian time. Clark Terry this week.
Thank you.
originally released as a Riverside LP called In Orbit and recorded in New York, May 58. The one-time Basieite Clark Tracy was still in the Ellington band when he made this album, with none other than Thelonious Monk on piano. And that song, Let's Cool One, was a Monk compo. The rest of the rhythm section is all Jones's. Sam Jones bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. Here's Charles Mingus, something from an album called Alternate Takes.
Thank you.
Columbia album, inevitably all alternate takes, that had been deemed as not as good as those chosen for their respective LPs, and these had to wait for the release of this retrospective completist album. We heard the Mingus original, New Now, Know How, for which several members of the band sat out, big names too, Benny Goldson, Jerome Richardson, Richard Williams, Teddy Charles. But that left a lot of talent in the band. Jimmy Nepper, trombone, John Handy, alto, Booker Irwin, tenor, Nico Berlink, piano, Mingus bass and Danny Richmond, drums. That was recorded at Columbia's famous 30th Street studio, the converted church in New York, November 59. We haven't heard from pianist Eric Reed in an age. Verve CD recorded at the Clinton Studios, New York, December 98. It had to be in New York City, as this album, entitled Manhattan Melodies, is all of songs about New York, and we did it properly, as that was the theme from New York, New York. Other songs include Drop Me Off in Harlem, 59th Street Bridge Song, also known as Feeling Groovy, Skating in Central Park, well, you get the picture. Reginald Veal bass, Gregory Hutchinson drums. Next, I'm going to play you just an extract from a long song from Sonorama Records.
Thank you.
Oh Get Nom is the song, which is Montego backwards, and unusually for Sonorama, this album has been released previously, but only 600 LPs were pressed by a small record label in Germany. It's an intriguing record. A group calling themselves Third Eye, five musos from Holland, plus the Jamaican tenor man Wilton Bogie Gaynor, who eventually settled in Germany. So a mix of styles for this 1977 recording, but Gaynor certainly dominates the record. The others are Ali Horand, bass, Gert Dudek, flute, Rob van den Broek, synthesizer, Frank Kolsk, drums, and Steve Boston, congas. And I had to shorten it as I must play you this other Bill Cunliffe song, Ireland, not as in the country, Republic of, but for the English composer John Ireland. This song is based on Ireland's second movement of his piano concerto, but Cunliffe only uses the first three notes. And then it, quote, wrote itself, and Cunliffe thought of the greenness of the country Ireland. Confusingly, it is about both islands in the end. Derek Oleskiewicz, bass, Joe LaBarbera, drums.
Thank you.
As ever, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.